Okay, so let's dig a little bit deeper into the weekend's A-League men's action, and what a start it has been for Melbourne Victory. Two wins and two clean sheets, which will no doubt please our guest, Ivan Kelevar, Victory's new Croatian goalkeeper. Evening, Ivan. Is it Ivan or Ivan?
Ivan, but you can call me Ivan. They call okay. me... I'm used to everything, so no worries. Good day, mate.
Yeah, good day, mate. Ivan it is, which is the proper Croatian pronunciation, I think. So how have you found the A-League so far? A positive experience with the wins, obviously, but apart from hitting your head on the post on Sunday, how have you found everything?
Yeah, I heard the rumors that club will find me because obviously they need to replace the post because goal post because I broke the one with my big head. Yeah.
But it's been fun so far.
It's amazing. Look, A-League, it's very competitive league. You know, you can see by the results from the first two rounds. You know. Any game can go on each side. So, but look, we were blessed with the good results. We had a great start, and like all the work that we put through, it's coming for us. So we just need to stay focused and keep working even harder.
Ivan, how much did you know about the competition before you arrived? Had you done your homework, or was this all completely new for you?
I did my homework. It was obviously better homework than I did when I was going to the high school. Yeah, obviously. but yeah, I did my homework. I obviously in Santi, I had Joshi Brillante. Also, I had Paul Izzo, Medi German. So, you know, through them, I spoke a lot. About the A-League, and I know where I'm coming from. Two in which club they all told me like this is the biggest club in the whole Australia, and as soon as the boss rang me, there was no doubt for me coming here. So yes.
Talking of the boss, of course you were at Zante last season with Tony Popovic, but I think only for a short time before he left the club. Was that enough to make a big impression on you?
Oh, trust me, boss made an impression the first time when I saw him. Mm. So yeah, with him you need 5 minutes, and he will get you on his side. Yeah, we were maybe for a month and a half, something like that. But I saw how detailed is he. I saw his work firsthand, even though I heard a lot of positive things before that also about him. So yeah, it was a no-brainer for me. And when he called me to come here, I said, "Boss, wherever you want. I'm coming with you."
That's good. Popper obviously is well known as being a strong disciplinarian in terms of fitness and structures and all the rest of it. Is that what the pre-season work has focused around? Because obviously last season before you arrived, Melbourne Victory had the worst defensive record in the competition. They conceded 60 goals. So was a lot of the pre-season work predicated around that?
Yeah, we worked a lot of on defensive side, but also on attacking side. So you know, but how he told us when you look at the statistic of all the big league winners like Premiership or La Liga, usually the teams who conceded the smallest amount of the goals, they are the one who win the championship. So yeah, it was a big focus on that. And I don't know, everybody, I don't know why boss is on that. They talk that he's a big disciplinarian. Of course, you need to have a leader. He is our leader. We need to follow him. But as we see that he does for us to be better at our role. So I don't know. I enjoyed every session till now. It was hard. But you see that the hard work always pays off. And obviously, that's all because of him.
I'm going to ask you about your game against Perth Glory in a moment this weekend. But before that, I just want to ask you a little bit about your career and your big personality. Now, I've only met you once, which was down in Melbourne, but it was quite apparent to me that you know, you're quite a character. Is it true that you celebrate your saves as much as strikers celebrate their goals?
Yeah. Listen, I'm like this. I'm just happy person. I'm doing the most beautiful. I'm playing the most beautiful sport in the world. I'm enjoying it. And listen, and they are even paying me for that. So what's bad about it? That's nothing bad about it. So how you can be grumpy or something?
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of person. I'm just, I like to laugh. I like people around me to be happy. And this is my food. That's how I operate. But yeah, the thing about the celebrations, usually, yeah, that's a banter between Jackie Bremer and me. Because a couple of ones he scored, he celebrated. So I told him, okay, I'll see you next one. So obviously from that moment, he didn't score a lot. But so I'm the one who is celebrating the most. But yeah, he is pushing me to be better. I'm pushing him to be better. And that's all about it. It's about the competition. It's about pushing each other to be a better players on the pitch. But you could see me on the pitch. I was celebrating when my teammates, when they were throwing their bodies in front of the balls, blocking their shots, making my jobs easier. So yeah, all credit to them.
I also want to ask you about the Croatian squads that you were a part of. I know you didn't actually win a full cap. You played plenty of times for the junior teams for Croatia. Yeah. But you were a part of the Euros 2012 squad. You're behind the legendary Stipe Pletikosa. A squad that contained the likes of Luka Modric and Vedran Čurlukar and Ivan Rakitic and Mario Mandzukic. Yeah. I mean, these are world-class players. Who was the best you played with in that era, or is it difficult to split them?
It's not difficult to split them because when I was a youngster in Dinamo Zagreb Academy, Youth Academy, so also coming through the ranks of the first team, from the first moment since I stepped on the pitch with Luka Modric, you could see that these guys... something different, that he sees the football different eyes. He was doing things that they were unimaginable to all of us. And you can see with 37 years old, he's still in the best club probably in the world and performing on a high level. Yeah, but also the other guys, Rakitic, Mandzukic, Čurluka, Eduardo da Silva, they're all amazing players. And I'm just so proud that once I was their teammate and that I could call them a teammate. So yeah, it was a big achievement in my career.
Luka's 37, excuse me, one or two of the others are sort of getting towards the end of their career. You don't fancy getting on the phone to them and asking if they fancy coming in and playing in the A-League in Australia?
listen, we can make some deal, probably. If he doesn't want to retire, then he can always come here because the guy is in amazing physical shape and he's still playing out of his mind. But listen, we can always talk with Luka.
Yeah. I also want to ask you about another big name because you played in Italy's Serie A in 2013-14 for Udinese under Francesco Guidolin alongside a certain Bruno Fernandes when he was barely out of his teens. Did you know he was going to be the star that he turned out to be even then?
Look, nobody could say because he was still young. You could see he was putting a lot of work. He was staying after the session, working on his shot, on his technique, and then when he get a crack of the first team, you could see that quality. You could see that quality. But yes, I was a bit of surprised that he reached top level, this level, but still all credits to him because he was busting his, you know what, to achieve that, to achieve that, and he became an amazing, incredible player.
Sure did. And of course, now with Manchester United. Just finally, before we let you go, Ivan, we said we'd ask you about the game this weekend. You've got Perth Glory. Potentially, if they're all fit and selected, you could be up against the likes of Bruno Fornaroli, Daniel Sturridge, Andy Keogh, which is a pretty decent front line by A-League standards. Is this going to be your biggest test so far at Victory?
Listen, every game it's difficult. Every game, there is no easy game for us because we have that mentality. We need to work hard every game. So yeah, they have really good squad. They have I don't know if Dennis Sturridge will be fit enough, but you know those are the players. Bruno Fornaroli, we could see the goal that he scored first round, and then he had a couple of chances like from out of nothing against the Western United. And they're really good team, and you know we need to stay really focused and do our job, and then everything will be good for us. But still, you know, I don't want to give any predictions because you know
That's
I don't want to say because of what. Superstitious.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Hey, Ivan, time has beaten us, unfortunately. We could go on for probably about the next half an hour, but an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're enjoying having you here in Australia in the A-League, and good luck at the weekend.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure, and thank for all this continent to having me, because I'm not a normal guy.
We're loving having you. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you for having me.